Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week, and I always love having students in studio because I get to meet them, learn about their schools, learn about their teachers and other leaders in their school. We have friends from Lutheran High School South here this morning, musicians from Lutheran High School South who came to share great sacred music with us in chapel at the International Center. In studio today, their choir director, Mr. Greg Gassler. Good morning, Mr. Gassler.
Good morning.
Glad to have you, and thanks for coming back.
Our pleasure.
And bringing some students with you in studio this morning and bringing some fine music with us. Let's go around the room and introduce our students. First over here, we have John. Good morning, John.
Hi.
John, what year are you, sir?
I'm a senior. Yeah.
A senior. And I gather you sing as well?
Yeah, I'm a bass.
Bass. Yeah. You should say a bass.
A bass.
There you go. Thanks for coming over, John. And next up, we have Anna. Is that right?
Yes. Hello.
Good morning, Anna. How about you? What year are you?
I am a junior.
A junior.
Yes.
And what part do you sing in choir?
I'm an alto.
Very good.
Yes.
Very nice. And next up, Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Morning.
And how about you? What year are you?
I'm a senior.
Congratulations. What part do you sing in choir?
I'm a soprano.
Aha. Uh-huh. Very good. Well, let's see. We need a tenor. I guess we don't have... Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Jennifer, what year are you?
I'm also a senior.
Senior?
Yeah. And I'm a soprano, too.
A soprano. We have SSAB.
I'll be the tenor.
Okay, yeah. There we go. Mr. Gassler can be the tenor. I'm not a tenor, so I was aiming for four parts here. So Mr. Gassler can be our tenor this morning. We should have had you sing something this morning. Did you prepare anything a cappella? No.
Well, what do we got?
Let's what see. Do we
it's
have?
It's a little close, but you can That's use right. the tracks from chapel.
All right, so we have some seniors and juniors, right? Or
yes.
Senior, junior. Mr. Gassler, what year are you in high school?
I think this is like you're 16 or something. For me,
so. Super senior.
Super senior.
Senior at Lutheran High School South. Now, you've been teaching for 16 years at Lutheran High South.
Not at Lutheran High South.
Oh, okay.
This is my ninth season at Lutheran High South.
Ninth year. And tell me about the classes that you teach and the music groups that you lead there.
We have both, of course, band and choir mm-hmm. programs at Lutheran South. I get to work with the choir programs. We have three choirs. Taught in four different classes, a boys choir, a young women's choir, and then mixed choirs. And then we also have a general music class for studying music and culture specifically for students who don't want to perform. Mm-hmm. We also, of course, have, although I do not direct them, we have an excellent band program of two large mixed programs, a full band programs, a concert band and one symphony. And those students are drawn, of course, from the elementary middle schools that are taught by those same directors.
Wow, so quite a comprehensive music program when it comes to the music and arts. All right, so we've got seniors and juniors, so you could probably see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Not yet, by the way.
Close enough.
There we go.
Aside from your music classes, aside from choir, what are some of your other favorite subjects or favorite things, activities that you enjoy at Lutheran High School South? We'll start with John.
Activities or classes or like subjects that I enjoy. I really enjoy sciences. So, Mr. Rush is my favorite teacher because he taught geology and astronomy, and he teaches anatomy too. So, he is my favorite teacher. I just really like his teaching style.
So you like Mr. Rush, you like sciences.
Yeah.
Are you thinking, what are you thinking about in terms of your future? What are your hopes?
Although it doesn't really go along with what I like, it sort of does. so I'm planning on becoming a middle school science teacher. So
that's very fitting.
Yeah.
If you like science.
But it's middle school, so it's not like really the hard pressing matters.
You haven't taught middle school before, have you?
Apparently not.
Not yet.
You might change your perspective on that.
I might.
I love middle school students. Actually, that was when I was teaching, that was one of my favorite places to be. Perhaps because, well, I don't know, maybe I was on the same level as middle school students, but I enjoyed teaching middle school. Well, all right. Anna, how about you? Favorite class, favorite subject or activity at Lutheran High South?
I very much enjoy English. That is very fun. I'm currently in AP English with Mr. Nations. he's a very fun teacher, and but he just had a baby as well, so we missed him for about a week. But it's very fun, and last year I was in honors with Miss Pittman, and she definitely prepared us for AP because that test is going to be killer. So, yeah.
AP. Now, for our listeners not familiar with AP, what does that mean?
Advanced placement. Yes, it's a college level course.
So that gives you some advanced placement. You can earn college credit.
Yes.
That basically would eliminate the need to take an English course in college. Then.
Right. Yeah.
One less English course, I should
yes.
say, in college. Very good. How about you? What are you? Are you thinking about life after high school?
I'm thinking about it. I don't exactly know which college or what I want to do yet, but I do enjoy God, you know, so it's mm-hmm. something with that, I think.
Very good. Yeah. Emily, how about you? Favorite subject or activity at Lutheran High School South?
I'm also a big fan of science, especially anatomy and biology, and my favorite teacher is Mr. Rush, too. He's my anatomy teacher right now, so...
Anatomy is a hard class from what I understand.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. So why aren't you studying right now?
I'm actually supposed to be in anatomy right now. Oh. So I'm missing a little bit of that. But
uh-oh.
Yeah.
You can't blame me if you get a low grade on the next test.
I'll be fine.
All right. And what about you? What are you, any ideas?
I am planning on becoming a physical therapist, and I'm looking at Concordia University, Nebraska.
Very good. Well, you better keep working on the anatomy then, huh? Anatomy and physiology. You've got a lot of interesting but very challenging classes ahead of you, I'm
Definitely.
Sure. And Jennifer.
Yes, hello.
Good morning. What is your favorite subject, favorite activity at Lutheran High School South?
Just to hop on the bus here. So I also like science quite a lot. And Mr. Rush and Mr. Schmidt, I need to say him too, because I really enjoy him as well as a teacher. He's my biology teacher, my AP biology teacher right now. And I've also taken anatomy and physiology. I took that last year. And I really enjoyed that with Mr. Rush as well. I like school a lot, so it's really hard to pick a favorite subject, especially at Lutheran South, because there's just so many good teachers and subjects.
What are you thinking after high school?
I am very excited to be going to Truman, and I'm going to either do chiropractic sciences or be an optometrist.
So something in caring for others in the means of a healthcare field.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, it's good that you like the sciences too then.
Yeah.
That's very good. We have a lot of students that like science in here this morning.
Isn't it a great subject?
Absolutely. Well, with all the, obviously you sing in English. Do you sing in other languages in your choir as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
We've sung in French, Latin, Japanese.
It was Chinese.
Yeah. The Moliwa piece.
As a musician myself, I will say, embrace the languages that you've been singing in, especially if you're going to study the sciences, particularly Latin. It's going to be very mm-hmm. helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Have Definitely. You seen that already?
Yes.
Yeah. And the nice thing is, when you're a musician and you're singing, you learn how to pronounce them correctly.
At least hopefully.
Wow. So lots of dreams and plans and hopes. Do you think, how do you think Lutheran High School South is preparing you for that next step? I know several of you mentioned college, looking forward to college down the road. How do you think your high school is preparing you for that next step? Since we just talked with Jennifer and already have plans for Truman State University, how do you think your high school is preparing you for that next step?
Academically, anyway, it's a very elite school, I would say. You have to really work hard in order to maintain the grades that you, like, for me anyway, and I know most everybody in this room really is studious and wants to get those good grades and everything. And at Lutheran South, they really push you, but in a good way. And I feel like you can really develop your area of interest at Lutheran South. We might not be the biggest school, but they really do have teachers who are there who help you and will go out of their way to make sure that you are succeeding. And I just really think that Lutheran South does a good job of that.
So academically rigorous.
Yes.
And engaging.
Yes, very much
so. You said your teachers and others push you,
mm-hmm.
but in a good way.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know. I enjoy a challenge, so maybe some kids don't, but I personally like it when a teacher notices my potential, maybe that I don't even see, and then kind of encourages me in that direction, even if I'm kind of, which is what I meant by pushing, kind of, if I'm kind of hesitant, but they can see that I would do, I would really succeed in that area, and then they push me towards that area.
Very good. So helping you find those areas where you really can excel.
Yes, sir.
How about you guys? What do you think? Are you feel like you're going to be prepared for that next step for college?
I think they will, because they've implemented a new schedule called the FlexMod schedule. So that it gives you anywhere up to like sometimes 3 hour breaks in the middle of a day. So that's going to really help for like time management and making sure that we keep to our time and do our homework when we're off or we don't have plans later in the day or something.
Tell me a little bit more. So this new schedule can allow for, as you said, up to 3 hours in the middle of the day for study and preparation. So you have to learn how to use that time appropriately.
Exactly.
It's not that someone else is telling you have this due and this due. You're the one who has to figure that out. Is that right?
Right.
So you got to stay on top of it.
But that's a graduated program, so that freshmen come in or have a little bit of discretionary time. And then as they mature year by year, they're given more of that discretionary time to use and to get support from their teachers as well during those times.
What do you guys think? Do you like this model? Has it have you adapted to it quite well?
Is it it's a good schedule.
Yeah. I really like it.
It gives you... What are some of the benefits that you see to it, that you see from this type of model?
So I'm not particularly good with doing my homework at home. So when I have time in the day to do it, I know I won't do it later. So I'll sit down during my breaks and do it then. So that honestly, the schedule helps my grades. So
helps you stay on.
It helps me stay on my task. Doing things.
Would you say it's just because studying during the day works better for you than studying in the evening, just because of the time of day?
It might be something. Like
I know it's the case for me.
Or something.
Yeah, it's the case for me. I can't study. I try reading in the evening and I fall asleep when I'm sitting around trying to read a book in the evening. And you know, middle of the day or earlier in the day, in the morning, sure, I can read and actually comprehend something. If I try it after dinner, it's pointless. So that makes sense. Well, I'm glad that schedule has worked well for you. Anybody else seen benefits from the schedule that has been a benefit to you personally?
It's also very nice to have time during the day to go find your teachers when you need help on your homework or studying or anything, because when you're at home, you can't really like get to a teacher. So it's nice to have time where you can actually go see them when you're not at home.
So it gives you some accessibility to your teachers.
Definitely, yeah.
Nice. So that sounds more like a college environment. So when you make that transition to college, if college is in your plans, when you make that transition to college or even to a career, either one, that it's more like how the rest of the world operates. Well, very good. What about what are some things that you do outside of class? What are some things that you enjoy doing? I know some of you have been involved in mission trips. One of you has something really exciting coming up with this week.
Tomorrow
morning. Well, let's start with Jennifer's story. You are involved in music. Obviously, all of you are involved in music. But something really unique, a great opportunity for you this year happened.
Yes. So... this year I made it to Missouri All-State Choir. So, and I also made it last year along with a fellow classmate of mine who's, also in my choir. His name is Chris. And, but this year I get to go with Mr. Gassler to Tantera and sing with the All-State Choir. I mean, we had to go through districts and do various auditions to get to this point, and they weeded everybody out, and now it's just... About 200, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
About 200 of kids from all over Missouri who just love music. And we get together for a week and we study.
Right.
A very difficult set list, but it's really awesome at the end.
Now, in order to go to All-State, were you involved in all? Do you still have All-District as well?
Yes.
I made it to all district. I never made it to all state. One of my classmates made it to all state choir, but I made it to all district, which was, for me, it was just a phenomenal experience because the clinician that you get to work with, the director for that clinic that you get to study with that day, and you're preparing music with fellow musicians and really getting to learn things that are just, you know, even a step above the great music that you're already mm-hmm. learning in your fine program at your school. So, well, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Very exciting. What are you looking forward to most this year with Allstate Choir?
I love Mr. Gassler, but it's always exciting for me to be under the direction of a new director who has had different life experiences and is in a different environment in their regular day to come mm-hmm. to teach us. And it's just always exciting to learn from a new person.
And to be able to walk in, I mean, you've had the music beforehand to prepare, but to walk into this environment where you all know this universal language of music, and all have this skill set that you walk in, but to be able to come together with people you don't know mm-hmm. and to be able to sing together and make great music with them. How many musicians, how many students are in Allstate Choir? Anybody know?
Two hours around 2 to 250. I'm not sure I have the exact number, but.
So of some of the most skilled and talented students from across Missouri. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Heading out tomorrow morning and 4 days of that at the Missouri Music Educators Association Convention at Tantera, Lake of the Ozarks.
Yes.
And Mr. Gassler, you get to get together with all of your music education colleagues and tell stories about how wonderful your students are.
That's right. And they are. I'm very blessed.
Aw.
Oh, shucks. And let's see, Anna, you're involved in a mission project every summer, is that right?
Yes. My church, Peace Lutheran Church, we have a mission team that goes out to Alaska every year, every summer for 2 weeks. And we go out, and it's a very remote village. It takes us 4 planes to get out there, one of them being a little bush plane that carries 9 people. So that's really fun. I go back every summer. We hold a VBS, a Vacation Bible School, out there. And we also do a teen talk, and so we interact with the teens and see their struggles. And then we have a women's Bible study, and then they're trying to start up a men's Bible study too as well. So that's pretty exciting. This is the, our mission group is the mission group that has been going to the same village the longest. So we've been going about 20 to 25 years to the same village. Wow. Called Hooper Bay. It's right by the Bering Sea. I have been in there. It's very cold.
I'm sure.
Yes. But it's very fun and exciting because I get to see all the kids grow up, and I've been there. This will be my 3rd year, I believe. So it's very fun. Yes.
Well, congratulations on just the opportunity to get to go back and to bring that word of God to our friends in
yes.
Alaska. And God's blessings on, I assume you're going back this year
yes,
as well.
Yes, I am.
God's blessings on your travels and your preparations for that as well. That brings up a good point. What are ways that that you are given to serve others at your school, whether it be in your school or in your community? What are ways as a student at Lutheran High School South that you get to serve others? We'll start, we'll come over here to John.
So I play guitar for my church with youth group and sometimes in services. So my choral gift, as long as my guitar gift, it really matters to a lot of people. A lot of people have come up to me and said, I really enjoyed it. Like, thank you so much for doing what you do. So it's really touching.
So being able to serve as a musician in your church mm-hmm. to, whether it's through times of fellowship or those times of worship and those worship services, to be able to serve as a musician and bring God's gift of music.
Yeah.
And let's come back over here. What are ways, other ways that you get to serve as a student?
Mm-hmm. We have Kairos groups where we, it's a 15-minute time. We do it twice a week where we meet together with a group of students and we have devotions, we play games. So that's good. But involved with that, we have Faith in Action. So we do Special Olympics in the spring. So we have a Special Olympics at our school, and in the fall we do a bocce ball tournament for special needs kids.
Very good. Anyone else, other ways that you get to serve in your school?
We have such student-based groups as mm-hmm. National Honor Society. We have a new Key Club, which has been developed this year for service to the community. Students are also have the requirement and the expectation that depending on their particular grade level, they will do service in the community. 20 hours for underclassmen, 30 hours a year for the seniors. And that runs the gamut from helping with programs at their church to community-based projects as well.
Well, we have just about a minute left. Anyone you want to give a shout out to or a thank you for your opportunity to be a student at Lutheran High School South? We'll start over here and then we'll come back to Mr. Gessler as we wrap up.
Definitely my parents. Excuse me. They have put me into a private school, a parochial school. Like from kindergarten and on, I went to multiple different grade schools because like they just kept shutting down and everything. But each time I was introduced into a new environment, it was always a Christian environment. It was always a very welcoming and Christ-based, area and environment. And it was really good for me. So I just want to thank my mom and dad.
Emily, anyone you want to thank or a shout out to?
Definitely my mom and dad for putting me through Lutheran school from preschool to now. So
very good. Anna?
Thanks, mom and dad. Mom is listening right now. Yay. So thank you for doing that. From moving us from St. Genevieve all the way here to bring me to a Lutheran school. Wow. I really appreciate that.
John?
Parents for finding the schools, grandparents for just being there for me.
Very good. Mr. Gessler, we have just about a half a minute left.
Just want to acknowledge the large group of volunteers, largely unnamed, who make Lutheran Christian education possible, from people on the boards of directors to parents who come help with athletic events, come to concerts, you name it. And we're blessed by those nameless individuals as well as local Lutheran congregations who partner with us in making Lutheran Christian education possible.
Lutheran High School South, you can find it online as well?
Correct. LHSSSTL.org.
Very good. Thank you, friends, for being my guests this morning. Thanks, everybody, for being here on Faith and Family and for bringing your great music to us as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word on listener-supported worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.